I'm David Castleman.
I'm Kate Botello, and you're listening to The Green Room, your weekly dose of arts and culture from Interlochen Public Radio.
The one constant through all the years, Ray, has been baseball. America has rolled by like an army of steamrollers. It's been erased like a blackboard, rebuilt and erased again. But baseball has marked the time.
That's a clip from a classic movie about baseball, Field of Dreams. And today's Green Room is all about the game, sort of.
But before we throw out the first pitch, so to speak, everyone, please rise for the national anthem. Okay, you can sit back down. Now, no one who heard that performance will ever forget it. That was Roseanne singing one of the worst versions of the national anthem ever.
It backfired big time. But you know what? It's not an easy song to sing. It's got that high note right at the end.
Yeah, and the vowel, an E is a really hard vowel to hit a high note with, because to sing E, you got to stretch out the side of your mouth. You know, it's hard. So you have to be brave.
For the past decade, one brave voice has sung it more often than anyone else at Traverse City Beach Bums games, Judy Harrison.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming?
Judy Harrison has one big fear. That she'll screw up the words to the Star Spangled Banner.
Oh, because you know everybody knows it. And you're so, you almost feel naked out there.
Harrison says people aren't afraid to let you know if you do mess up. But she hasn't. At least, no major mistakes, she says. Maybe a couple small flubs. And she's sung it hundreds and hundreds of times.
And the rocket's red glare.
I concentrate on the flag. Because when I'm looking at the flag and I concentrate on the flag, I really feel like that's when I'm going to for sure get those right words, because I'm singing about that. I'm singing about our flag and about our nation.
Harrison has got to know the players, the coaches, even some of the umpires over the years. It's a small group of people who put on a baseball game at Werfel Park, where the Beach Bums play. She especially likes it when she gets a compliment from an ump. Harrison's rendition of the national anthem is traditional. Her voice is strong and precise. And when she sings, sometimes she gets an additional boost.
I love it when the crowd sings along. It's awesome. And when there's a really large crowd and they're all singing, it's so powerful. It's really incredible. And on 4th of July, the tribute that they do, and they do to the veterans here, and I have a hard time singing it that night. It's extremely emotional for me.
For the land of the free and the home.
You're listening to The Green Room from Interlochen Public Radio.
For many years, if you were in Detroit, the next voice you would hear would likely be this one.
Swing, there's a drive to left. That one is long gone.
He stood there like the house by the side of the road and watched it go by. Struck him out.
That's Ernie Harwell, the late Hall of Fame broadcaster for the Detroit Tigers. He's a beloved part of baseball history, and here with some perspective is Interlochen Arts Academy history teacher Brian McCall.
I was driving yesterday with my two young sons when the four-year-old asked, "Daddy, why do you love the Tigers so much?" I did have on my home cap and jacket, so it wasn't out of the blue. I turned the question around and asked them, "Why do you think I love the Tigers?" And the replies were fun and predictable. "Because we live in Michigan. Because you like dark blue. Because you love Miggy and Victor and Justin. Because they're good. Because you played for them a long time ago." I wish. When they were out of answers, I let them hang a little bit longer. And then I told them, because of family. My dad pitched in high school, while my baseball career ended after a few seasons of Little League. But it was my Grandpa Joe who instilled a deep love of Tiger baseball and Ernie Harwell. Like so many of you out there, we spent hours in the car, in the garage, or just hanging out with the Tigers on the AM radio, providing a summer soundtrack that just felt right. Win or lose, my Grandpa Joe stuck by his heroes, who soon became mine. K-Line, Willie Horton, Bill Freehan, Mickey Lowledge, the Gator, Norm Cash, and Jim Northrup. Over the years, the names changed, but not that love. Spring meant baseball on the radio, and summer meant time with Grandpa, sipping a pop while he drank black coffee and smoked his Camels, listening to Ernie describe a strikeout or a winning hit while sitting in the old Ford my grandpa drove. I thought summer and my time with him would never end. Of course I was wrong, but one thing has gone on, my love of Tiger baseball and the hope of a new season.
McCall, also known as Mr. History, writes our 60-second Diamond Dispatch throughout the Tigers season, and you'll be hearing it in the mornings on Classical IPR very soon.
This has been The Green Room from Interlochen Public Radio. The show this week was engineered by Michael Culler. Our producer is Dan Wanshura. Sally Isley is our executive producer. I'm David Castleman.
I'm Kate Botello, and we're over the wall and out of here! Happy Friday.